June?
Okay, well,
oh, it's April, it's May.
Yeah, we just needed these, those, I only get those three. And now, what day of the week is it today?
Today is Tuesday.
And tomorrow will be?
Wednesday.
And the next day will be?
Thursday. Friday,
and then
Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. How would you greet a person, say, at 10 a.m.?
Good morning.
And how late would you use that? How?
Well, I would use it till about 12. After 12, you'd say good afternoon.
And how late would you you use afternoon? Not necessarily good afternoon, but how late? When does afternoon stop? And
well, I think I would stop at around five, between 5 and 6.
Would this be determined by the time you eat supper?
Well, right after supper, then you'd say good evening, wouldn't you?
That's typical of the city, sure. But what I say is that afternoon would be determined by the time you eat supper.
Yes, I would say that.
5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then how late would the evening go? How late would it continue to be evening?
I should say up to midnight, wouldn't it?
All right. But what comes after evening? I mean, when it ceases to be evening, it becomes...
Well, how could you say it in the...
It's difficult. This is difficult to explain.
Well, I don't understand.
The word, what I'm getting at is when it's, you have, you'd say that it was evening after supper, but might you also call it something else? Besides, when it's dark out, you could say it's evening, or you could say it's...
How do you do?
Uh-huh. How would you greet a person at... or how would you say...
How do you do?
Greet a person if you're leaving, when you're going home. At let's say you're at someone's house, you're going home at 9 9, 10 o'clock.
9, 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
All right, or good.
So long.
Or good.
Good evening.
Or what else might you have said? Good evening. Something like good evening. The opposite, you have day and...
Night, evening. Day and night.
Okay.
Good night. That's
it. But night, you don't. The thing is that you probably wouldn't use. You wouldn't use night other than.
Well, if I would leave the place from another party, I would say good night or goodbye. But goodbye isn't really appropriate to say goodbye.
Do you have a cigarette?
No, thanks. I don't smoke. I would say good night.
Sure, but you.
Or so long.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you started to, you got up quite early. This morning, let's say you got up at 4:30 this morning. You'd say, I got up before what?
Before breakfast.
Or before, in terms of the sun.
Before daybreak.
Okay. But how about in terms of the sun? Would you say before sun?
Sunrise.
Okay. And do you have a word that you use for a period of 15 days in your vocabulary, a word that you use? This is primarily a British term. I don't know that it's used much in the Middle West. If you don't worry about it.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, for instance, you know the word fortnight? Do you ever use that?
No.
I don't think that's... In fact, I'm going to drop that from the questionnaire because it just makes people nervous because they don't
use
it.
Probably in some languages they do, but...